Blog Talk Radio.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. I am so honored to have this opportunity to connect with you this evening. This evening, we will pay tribute to the late Dr. Carly G. Woodson, the founder of Black History Month. We will also introduce Haitian shoemaker and cobbler Philogene Villemar and his son, Philogene Villemar II. They will come on the show at 7:30 p.m. or shortly thereafter. And for the last part of the show, I will invite Rahima back to the show. She was one of the guests on our show for celebration of the holidays, and she did a phenomenal, phenomenal job when she came on the show during that time in December. And we're going to be discussing the third segment of the Black History Month series mentioned before. And Rahima is going to talk about a Black History Month event that is going to be taking place here in the Atlanta, Georgia area. And if you live in the Atlanta, Georgia area, you definitely, definitely would like to attend. It's a phenomenal show that they have planned for Black History Month. Okay, again, my name is Professor Jamila Franklin. I am the host and creator of the show, Higher Consciousness. And currently, I teach psychology at several colleges. I have a private counseling practice. I am a certified Reiki master. And in addition to that, I'm an energy medicine practitioner. And I'm a certified metaphysician, life coach, an author, and aromatherapist living in the greater Atlanta, Georgia area, more specifically the Stone Mountain, Georgia area. And I give this recap of my background and the reason for the show for the new listeners each week. And the reason for my developing the show is I wanted to have a forum for discussions about metaphysics, about spirituality, holistic psychotherapy, holistic health, holistic nutrition, and I wanted to have a show that talked about divine relationships. And our past two previous shows had authors that talked about relationships, and they were excellent shows. And I also wanted to talk about the law of attraction and universal laws, as well as nutrition and health and some other topics from a higher consciousness level and perspective. So we tonight have three guests on the show, and they will come on, as I said before, after I talk about the great accomplishments of Dr. Carly G. Woodson, the founder of Black History Month. Higher Consciousness is a two-hour show that will allow listeners to delve into topics at a higher vibrational level. The only ground rule is that everyone gives respect when expressing opinion. When expressing opinions, and this rule automatically will raise your vibrational level so that you can receive respect as well. Tonight's topic is celebration of Dr. Carly G. Woodson, father of Black History Month. And if you want to join in the discussion, please dial 1-818-572-8255. 1-800-823 and press 1. Again, dial 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And we're asking that only one caller at a time speak, even if I have you plugged in. We're just asking that only one caller talk at a time. My purpose for the show is to connect you on a heart-to-heart and soul-to-soul level. This is not a show for intellectual debates. Instead, this show is dedicated to those who truly want to learn and grow spiritually and to heal. Last week, we had three listeners, live listeners, who listened via their computers, seven callers, and we had 1,237 downloads, which means that 1,237 people downloaded Higher Consciousness since last week. And so I'm so very, very thankful to each and every one of you. And the show began on October the 22nd, 2012. Since then, we've had over 15,842 listens, which includes live calls. So this is less than 4 months that we've had that kind of listenership. Also, remember, if you can't join us live, go to the website, and you can hear all of the shows archived. Now, even though we may live a divine life and know who we are and know about the I Am presence within us, sometimes we still experience fear, which is false evidence appearing real, which causes us to remain in the matrix due to not understanding the law of attraction. And we talked about the Mayan prophecy back in December. And I know, like I've always said, that people have experienced now a shift in their consciousness. So the controlling energy now on the planet is love. And if you are responding or dealing with energy other than love, it's an illusion. You don't have to entertain anything other than the love vibration. So if you want something to happen, just focus on the God within. And even though it may seem really, really frightening on the outside, in terms of you don't have a job, in terms of pending lawsuits, or in terms of bankruptcy issues or foreclosure issues, all those are lack issues, and those things only grow and have a sustained hold on you if you give them energy and feed them. And I'm not saying he just walk away and pretend like they're not there, but I can tell you from personal experience with certain things. When I say I choose not to give energy to things, they straighten up and they disappear and they get into alignment. So whatever your belief system is, if it's Christianity, if it's Islam, if it's Buddhism, if it's Judaism, if it's natural religion, if it's Yoruba, whatever your religion is, or if you don't have a religion, just turn within and just focus on what you want to be your reality. And that's what Higher Consciousness is all about. The radio show gives you information about how you can just focus on what you want and make that a reality. And that's what Dr. Carter G. Woodson did. He focused on coming up with academic scholarship and research that reaffirmed people of African ancestry in this country, because prior to his delving into this topic and prior to Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois, even though we were just recently out of slavery when both of these men came on the scene, people had already started believing erroneous information about our history. A lot of people believe that we did not have a history and that we did not come from kings and queens from the continent of West Africa, and that is far from being the truth. So Dr. Woodson, in the early 1900s, decided that he would study the history of African people, primarily in this country, and remove the fallacious information about our history. So this is the third of a series of shows that I was devoting to the wonderful contributions and talents of African Americans. Since February is Black History Month, I celebrate our accomplishments throughout the year. As an African living in America, I celebrate us throughout the year because we weren't all born in February and we're not all dying in February, so we need to celebrate us throughout the year. But February, we pay special attention to give special recognition to our accomplishments, but they should be acknowledged throughout the year. And I just want to encourage people to look at the television network Aspire, founded by Magic Johnson, because that's exactly what they do. And that was his sole purpose, to have a network that heralded us and that acknowledged us and that gave an accurate portrayal of who we were, as opposed to the buffoonery that we see on certain networks like BET, which just makes a mockery out of our experience. So please look at Aspire. It's on Channel 188 on Comcast, if you can get that. So the late, great Dr. Carter G. Woodson was an academic scholar and Harvard University graduate. He designated February as for Black History Week originally, and it became a month in 1976 because that was the month that both Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln were born. Now, Carter G. Woodson is known today as the father of Black history and is credited with laying the foundations for the widespread adoption of Black studies in American schools. When Woodson founded the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History in 1915, the achievements of Blacks were largely ignored by professional historians, and they were convinced that without a recorded history, the contributions of our race would be forgotten. And so Dr. Woodson said, no, this will be a travesty. So Woodson set out to provide a means for the study of Black American heritage. And with the founding of the Association and later the Journal of Negro History, Woodson offered scholars a medium for the research and publication of articles on the Black experience. So Negro History Week, which is now Black History Month, Woodson launched it in 1926, and it opened the study of history to the wider public, offering information needed to appreciate and understand the role of Blacks in American history. And that's what I was talking about, too, the travesty of what I had talked about in detail regarding the movie Django, Unchained Slave, or whatever, which to me was horrific. It was just horrific. And it made a mockery out of our slave experience, which was a Holocaust. And I know that if Dr. Woodson were alive, and if Malcolm were alive, and Dr. King, as I said, and Fannie Lou Hamer, and Mary McLeod Bethune, and a lot of our great heroes and heroines were alive, they would just weep to see how someone like Quentin Tarantino had the audacity to make a mockery out of our experience. But because Dr. Woodson dispelled with the myth that Quentin Tarantino was trying to project in his movie all over again. All of these efforts from Dr. Woodson to popularize Black history were based on his lifelong conviction that a knowledge of history can significantly change society. And by informing the American people of the achievements of Blacks in the United States and Africa, he hoped not only to build self-esteem among Blacks, but to lessen prejudice among whites. And that's why I tell people the movie like Django is not benign, because it reinforces stereotypes. And we have to make sure that all the hard work that has been done to correct and to dispel with the stereotypes are not supported by us by going to see movies like that. Now, in a Journal of Negro History article, Woodson called prejudice the logical result of tradition, the inevitable outcome of thorough instruction to the effect that the Negro has never contributed anything to the progress of mankind. end quote. He predicted, however, that, quote, the achievements of the Negro properly set forth will crown him as a factor in early human progress and a maker of modern civilization, end quote. And so even though that was his purpose and he accomplished that, we can always go backwards if we look at those movies like Django Unchained and see them as being harmless, because young people believe those stereotypes, because unfortunately some of us have not passed on the wonderful legacy of our ancestors, saying that our history did not begin with enslavement here in this country. As I stated at the top of the show, our history began with our being the sons and daughters of kings and queens on the continent of Africa. And Africa is a continent, not a country. So we have to really, really, really make sure that we recount our history and do it properly, as opposed to having people, regardless of race, not just Mr. Tarantino, who's Caucasian, but people of African ancestry, too, who also perpetuate stereotypes. So anyone who's perpetuating stereotypes about Africans in America, or people of any color, of any race, we should think twice about supporting, whether or not we should support something like that. I, myself, choose never to support anything that is racist, sexist, stereotypical in any way, homophobic or anything, because all of us are completed whole and we are divine in the eyes of the Most High Creator. So anything that says that we're less than that, I choose to not support it. Now, Dr. Woodson was born the son of impoverished former slaves. Woodson's early years were marked by an unwavering commitment to education. Now, he was forced to work on his father's farm and later in the coal mines of West Virginia, and he was largely self-taught until the age of 19. After graduating from West Virginia's Douglas High School in 1896, Woodson went to Berea College in Kentucky, then famous for its acceptance of both white and black students. He left in 1900 to act as principal of his former high school, but returned to Berea in 1901, and he received his B. Lit. Degree, his bachelor's degree in literature, in 1903. And for the next 15 years, Woodson divided his time between travel abroad, teaching, and the continued study of history. And for 4 years, he worked as a teacher and later as a school supervisor in the Philippines. And in 1906, having learned to speak French and Spanish fluently, he studied history for one semester at the Sorbonne in Paris, France. Now, just think about this. He was self-taught until the age of 19. He grew up in a society that was highly racist and that was segregated. So when, as a college professor, when I see students of all colors, and especially African-American students, I tell them, you have no excuses. This man who had everything stacked against him, the son of former slaves, went to Sorbonne, which is like the Harvard in Paris, and he learned French and Spanish fluently, and he taught in the Philippines. And he did this in the early 1900s, when we were less than 50 years out of slavery in this country. So I am saying to everyone, regardless of race, regardless of creed, regardless of religion, we can do whatever we want to do. We have it within us. Higher Consciousness is a radio show to show you that you are not a victim. You are a victor, and you can overcome anything. As Dr. Woodson is a prime example of this, and on his return to the United States, he attended the University of Chicago. And after earning his BA in 1907, now he had already received his degree in literature, okay, in 1903. And then he came back and went to the University of Chicago and received another degree, a Bachelor's of Arts degree in the University of Chicago. It's one of the top universities in the country. It's an Ivy League university. So in 1906, when there was no affirmative action to assist him with this, he was able to be admitted. Okay? And affirmative action is not giving us any opportunities that we do not deserve. It's just having a level playing field and saying that people cannot discriminate against people based on race. And so I'm an avid supporter of affirmative action because of that. However, back in the 1900s, there was no affirmative action, and he was still admitted and attended the University of Chicago and received his Bachelor of Arts degree in 1907 and his Master's degree 1 year later from the University of Chicago. He moved to Harvard and later to a teaching post at a Washington, D.C. high school. So he got his Ph.D. from Harvard University. Okay, and this position, his teaching position in D.C., enabled him to pay for his graduate studies and to do research for his dissertation at the Library of Congress in D.C. So when in 1912 Whitson earned his Ph.D. from Harvard, he became the second black man in the United States to receive a doctorate in history. Okay? I'll repeat that again. In 1912, he became the second black man to receive his Ph.D. and to receive a doctorate in history. And that's phenomenal. Now, by this time, Whitson was firmly engaged in the mission to which he would devote his life, the study and documentation of black history. And in 1915, Whitson and a group of four friends sat down in a Chicago YMCA to form the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History. And it has been renamed to the Association for the Study of Afro-American Life and History, or ASALH. The association was the first historical society devoted exclusively to research on the black American. It was established to encourage scholarly achievement, to sponsor research projects, and to collect and preserve records documenting the black past. At a time when few blacks were invited to participate in historical conferences, the annual meeting of the association offered black scholars an opportunity to present research papers before their peers. Now, even more importantly than that, the association began publication in 1916 of a scientific quarterly, the Journal of Negro History. This is still recognized as the most distinguished periodical in the field of black history today. The journal was innovative both in its interpretation of history and in its methods of research used to collect data. And as editor for more than 30 years, Dr. Whitson encouraged scholars to seek information that had been previously ignored by mainstream historians. Quoted in a recent journal article by Jacqueline Goggin, Lorenzo Green recalled that, quote, black and also white scholars turned to the Journal of Negro History if they desired to publish findings at variance with the currently accepted views of black people, end quote. So all scholars turned to the journal if they wanted to find something of scholarly repute that they could quote in their articles. They would turn to the Journal of Negro History because they knew that academics and scholars were the only ones who would write articles that would be accepted by the journal. And covering a wide range of topics, the journal led to a shift in the focus of historians from the master's perspective to that of the slaves. Whitson and other journal contributors also used census data, birth and death certificates, marriage registers, letters, diaries, and oral histories to investigate the black past. Only recently has this method of research been widely adopted by historians. A few years after founding the journal, Whitson accepted a position at Howard University as professor of history and dean of the School of Liberal Arts. He left in 1920 to act as dean at West Virginia Collegiate Institute, later called State College. And there, Whitson organized Associated Publishers to make possible the publication of books on black culture, books he believed would not be accepted by most commercial publishing houses. So this was a man who followed his conviction. He knew that he could not depend upon mainstream America publishers to publish these works because they were not stereotypic, like the Django movie. They would not promote racist stereotypes. They would promote the truth. And at the time, during the 20s, America was not ready for that, particularly white America was not ready to accept the truth about our history. And during this time, he also found the time to write two books, both published in the early 1920s, The History of the Negro Church and The Negro in Our History. The latter, which was the central text of the black movement in the 1960s, and is today a widely used textbook in universities. So over the next 20 years, Dr. Woodson would write more than a dozen books and numerous articles on the black experience. And Dr. Woodson retired from teaching in 1922 to concentrate on his work with the association. Obtaining the necessary funds to run the organization was always difficult, and so Dr. Woodson spent much of his life struggling to keep the association afloat. And during the first years of its founding, he supported the association largely on his teacher's salary, which showed a strong conviction and commitment. Although for a short period he obtained grants from the Rockefeller and Carnegie funds, he was forced in the 1930s, at the height of the Depression, to rely almost solely on contributions from individual blacks and black organizations. And as documented in the American Historical Review, at the 1984 issue ceremony of the Carter G. Woodson commemorative stamp, Jim Finch, then the deputy postmaster, remarked, quote, "The association was Woodson's life. To him, no task was too small or unimportant if it helped the association. Whether he was scrubbing the office floors or taking books to the post offices for mailing to other historians, Carter G. Woodson immersed himself in the association's activities." End quote. Never married, Woodson reportedly once told a colleague, "I don't have time to marry. I'm married to my work," end quote. In 1926, the first Negro History Week was established, and Woodson described the event as, quote, "as one of the most fortunate steps ever taken by the association," end quote. Expanded in 1976 to include an entire month, the national celebration is held each year during the month of February to coincide with the birthdays of Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln. And today, school programs, exhibits, essays, and portrait contests are held during Black History Month to dramatize the achievements of blacks and to encourage black children, in particular, to develop pride in their history. And as quoted by Lerone Bennett in Ebony, W.E.B. Du Bois commented that Woodson, quote, "literally made this country, which has only the slightest respect for people of color, recognize and celebrate each year a week in which it studied the effect which the American Negro has upon life, thought, and action in the United States. I know of no one man who in a lifetime has unaided built up such a national celebration," end quote. And this was stated by W.E.B. Du Bois. With the establishment of Black History Month, Woodson saw a need to publish a journal more closely associated with schools, and one that simplified the study of history for the average reader. So in 1937, Dr. Woodson founded the Negro History Bulletin. Until his death in 1950, Woodson devoted himself to directing the association, publishing his journals, and editing the sixth-volume Encyclopedia Africana. And his occupations were historian, educator, and editor. So, in some of his books, he was also awarded the Spingarn Medal from the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, which is the NAACP, in 1926. LLD, Virginia State College, in 1941, an honorary degree. And the Carter G. Woodson Memorial Stamp was issued by the United States Postal Service in February 1984. His writings include The Education of the Negro Prior to 1861, published by Putnam in 1915, A Century of Negro Migration, published by the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History, which was his organization, in 1918, The History of the Negro Church, published by the Associated Publishers, which was his publishing company, in 1921, The Negro in Our History, which was published by Associated Publishers, first edition in 1922, African Myths, published by Associated Publishers in 1928, The Rural Negro, published by the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History in 1930, The Miseducation of the Negro, which most people have heard of, and was published by his company again, Associated Publishers, in 1933. The African Background Outline, published by the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History, his organization, in 1936. And African Heroes and Heroines, published by the Associated Publishers, his company, in 1939. So, for those of you who were not familiar with Dr. Carter G. Woodson, I implore you to research this wonderful, phenomenal man, to do the homework that is important for our legacy to be perpetuated in a positive way. Because, as I stated before, I think that all of our icons will be very, very disturbed to know that we have come full circle now to have Django viewed and heralded by some African Americans, which is a complete distortion of our history, and it's not accurate on any level. So to get an accurate portrayal of what Africans and Americans have in America have done, please look up Dr. Carter G. Woodson. He was a phenomenal historian and a phenomenal person and a phenomenal man. And after this commercial break, we will come back and we will talk with Mr. Philogene Villamar Sr. and his son. So stay tuned.
This is Professor Jamila Franklin, CEO and President of Oyinde Enterprises, a holistic wellness company. We provide dynamic certified Reiki and energy medicine classes and trainings, certified aromatherapy courses, metaphysics courses, life coaching sessions, and private holistic counseling sessions. For more information, call 770-808-8051 or go to our website at www.oyindeenterprises.com. That is spelled OYINDEENTERPRISES.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back. This is Professor Jamila Franklin, and this is the show Higher Consciousness. And this evening, this is the third in a series commemorating the wonderful accomplishments of Africans in America. And on the line now, I have Philogene Villamar. Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, and yourself?
I'm doing well. There's some feedback. I think you need to turn the radio down if you have something on.
All right, how's that?
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to bring your father in as well, and they have a remarkable story, so I want them to share with the listening audience. Good evening. How are you? Hello?
Yes, I'm still
here. Hello?
Yes, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. If you have any noise in the background, you have to turn it down if you have this, the computer up because there's feedback in the system. So if there's anything else going on, you have to turn it off. I just wanted to introduce the listening audience to both you and your son and for you to give the history of your shoe business. I had heard from your son about your wonderful shoemaking business. I had the opportunity to meet him. It was interesting because my car was having some issues, and he did something that was just so admirable. He stopped and helped me with my car, and he made sure that I was safe because my car stopped on me at an intersection. And this young man didn't know me from anyone, and he stopped, got out of the car, and waited with me until a police officer came. He was there with me for at least about 45 minutes up to an hour. And I was just so impressed because a lot of times people think that sometimes young people are not as conscientious as they were in years past. Your son broke the mold. He really dispelled with that myth. So I have to commend you for raising such a fine young man, and he told me about you, so I told him I wanted to have the two of you on my show to talk about what you do, particularly in terms of this being Black History Month. And so whoever would like to start first can start.
Well, first let me greet you by saying I'm happy and glad that you have us on the air with you, and I want to say good evening to the listeners. And I just want to say that I can't take all the credit because I commend him as well for doing his task, for carrying out his task. And I hope that he continues and so on.
Great.
Well, all right. Well, thank you. I really appreciate both of you guys. I guess I'll start off and I'll introduce my father.
Can you speak up a little louder, both of you, because it's like kind of faint, okay?
All right, what I was saying is I guess I'll start off and then introduce my father to the audience. Pretty much we carry the same name, Philo Jean. My father is born in Haiti. He came out here in 1968. So from that point forward, he pretty much just kept his interest in architectural designs and things of that nature. As a little kid, he was out building toys and dolls for the neighborhood children. And from that point, it just grew into just other abilities. By the time he got into the States, he first landed in New York City, which is the fashion capital of the world, and he shifted his designs from woodworking to actual fashion clothing designs and shoes. So that's where we at with it now. Of course, he's been doing this for the past 35 years, and he's really the only cobbler that I know at this point.
Explain to some people what a cobbler is.
Well, he makes the shoes from that.
You're doing well.
Well, everything is handmade from the design, from what do you want from your image. He'll take your image from a piece of paper or a picture, and he'll actually create that on your foot. So raw materials, leather, gator, snakeskin materials. He also uses wood and metals. Stones and things of that nature to create whatever shoe it is that you're looking for. So the process starts from your actual foot being bare, him wrapping it, measuring it, and getting a custom fit of what your actual foot would feel like in the print of the shoe. And then he goes on to build the shoe of your choice of whatever it is that you're looking for.
Wow. And so, Mr. Villamar, you have not received any formal training, is that correct?
Well, as far as the shoe is concerned, not quite. I often attend different schools simply to see what, you know, to upgrade my knowledge in terms of machinery or what they're doing otherwise, to see what what's going on in the world. But otherwise, it's in my studio.
So it's pretty much a natural ability that you have. It's just like a God-given ability that you've taken this and you had the eye for it and the passion, and you just took it to the next level.
That's correct. And in the past, I have to also mention there was a parent, an uncle, that had a shoe, sort of like a shoe atelier, and he they were doing work and there's a lot of repair work, a lot of leather stuff, notions that I was able to put my hands on. And that was pretty much, you know, maybe about 9, 10 years old.
Wow. So when you were living in Haiti, were you developing or designing shoes then, or did you do that once you came to the States?
Once I came here, I was just doing maybe if I made a doll, I would, you know, do footwear for it, but not for human capacity, no.
Wow. So when you came to the States, that's where when you really started getting into your craft and perfecting it.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And you moved to New York, the fashion, as your son said, the fashion capital of this country and of in some instances of the world. So you started really perfecting your craft more in New York?
That's right. Yes, I you know, I live from a place where they have, it's made of artists. It's a lot of artists and a lot of, you know, people who have different talents. And so coming, when I landed here, it was pretty much an upgrade because so much was available to you.
So now let's get into, because your son has shared with me, and listening audience, I just want to tell you, I talked to his son, and I was just so impressed with him. I said, oh, my gosh. He's just so phenomenal. And he was just so modest, and he was just so he just admired his father and hard work his father put into his craft. And I became inspired. I said, wow, I need to have them on my show to talk about it. So he was telling me that you've designed shoes for some famous people.
Well, there's a couple of people, and every now and then, you know, like someone like Hugh Masekela.
Are you designing shoes for Hugh Masekela?
Oh, yes. Shoes and some outfits, performing outfits as well. And I've done some work for Patti LaBelle, and Denzel may have a couple of two of my pieces. You know, just to name a few people. It's really just being blessed to be able to serve our community this way.
That is so phenomenal. That is so phenomenal. So are your shoes commercially made or are they custom made?
No, they're custom made. They're made just local.
Okay. So, yes. So if a person wants to get your shoes, then you're not coming up with a prototype for a factory to make your shoes. Individuals come to you and you design only for private individuals. Is that the way it goes?
Yes. Well, I've done some prototypes, but mainly for custom work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have people who would require a certain branding that they want to go forward with, and I'll do their prototype and samples and stuff like that. But mainly custom work.
So how is business for you now?
Well, it's good. It could be always be better, but it's great. I work and I have repeat customers and so on. And then And I'm looking forward for more customers who wants to have a happy feet.
We have happy feet. Well, what? Tell us more about your design. What types of shoes do you design? Do you design leisure wear? Do you just, well, with Miss Patty, I know you're probably designing some heels because she's always in heels. So just give us
That's
more information about the types of shoes that you custom design.
Well, for her, it was some pink silk, 4.5-5 inch heels. But I do pretty much what people want. My own design would be I like to use fabric, a lot of African textile, hand woven. I like to use a lot of reptiles and exotic skins, even if it's faux or, you know, things that people would be happy with.
And they are comfortable because a lot of women, and myself included, especially when I was younger, I do it less now. We love high-end shoes, but sometimes they're not comfortable. And we wear the shoes to where we are, then we take them off underneath the table because our feet hurt.
Right.
So they're not practical, especially these shoes I see these young girls with now, 6 or 7 inch heels and with a platform underneath. I said, okay, that's going to cause some back problems in the future for them. And, you know, during the 70s, when I was younger during the 70s, we wore platform shoes, not the spike heel shoes like that. But
right.
when you design shoes, are they high? I know that they're high end, but are they also comfortable? Because, you know, when you buy the shoes from the store, they're not designed for your foot. They're just mainstream designs, and so you make your feet fit into them. And that's
right.
why they hurt, because they're not designed specifically for your feet. So when you design shoes and make shoes, are they more comfortable than those commercially prepared shoes?
Well, most certainly. The cut, however, the material used, the basic foundation of the shoe, and you have to have I've seen people buying shoes and brag about them if they can fold. You should never be able to fold a shoe. You know, it should be able to support your end step,
You should never be able to fold a shoe. Wow.
You should never be able to fold a shoe. You see. And the material you use, especially if you're using natural, using leather, using stuff that would protect and also support your body.
Also, let me add, aside from the fashionable shoes that he makes, he also makes orthopedic shoes and shoes for functional purposes. So his shoes are also designed for doctor's orders. Some shoes are not just for fashion.
Okay. So he can work with anything that a podiatrist has stated that a person needs, but whatever your foot needs are. Wow, okay. For people who would like to join in, I have a caller that wants to join us. But for anyone else, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 818-572-8023 and press 1. And I am so fortunate to have on the line this afternoon Mr. Philogene. Am I pronouncing this correct? This is Philogene. Is that correct?
Philogene. Yeah, that's very, very nice. Very correct.
Okay. Mr. Philogene. Vilmar and Senior and Mr. Philogene Vilmar the Second, not Junior. He and I were talking about this earlier. Okay, so let me patch in this caller. Greetings. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. Would you like to join in our discussion? Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello, yes.
Yeah.
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Oh, hi. How are you, Mrs. Francis?
I'm very well, thank you. I just tuned in to listen. I think it's a very important subject about the shoe, proper and improper shoes. Because
right.
as you get older, if you don't take care of your feet when you're younger, then when you're older, you're going to have a multitude of deformities, like hammer toes and old bunions and a lot of things that the podiatry has to address.
That is very, very true. Mrs. Francis is also a former nurse, so she's speaking from a medical perspective. And as I said, when we were younger, when I was younger, I didn't care about any of that. I just wanted to be in some shoes.
Really? I know. You just wanted to look good.
You just wanted to look good. And,
right.
And a couple of years later, the bunions showed up and the calluses showed up. And so I see these young girls now. I said their feet are going to really, really pay the price for those shoes because of the fact that when you squeeze your feet, your toes together like that, that's not a natural process, and it affects your gait.
Mm-hmm.
It affects your back. It affects everything, and it even shifts your organs internally. So Mr. Vilmar is saying that he creates shoes, not only high fashion shoes, but also shoes that are good for the health in terms of if anyone has any orthopedic needs, you can create shoes. So, would you like to add anything
else? It's very good, but it becomes much more expensive.
Right.
Well, considering it, you know, that's right. And I also would recommend, for, you know, even if you're not buying, getting a shoe made, which I recommend at first. But you know, one should never wear a shoe for the whole day. You should change periodically, and that helps a great deal.
You should change into lower shoes? What should one change to?
Into a lower shoe, even a different shoe.
Uh-huh.
You know, as long as you don't have your feet into a shoe for a long period of time, you know, you can actually help reduce the pain that you would have later.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that makes sense because your feet need to spread out and be free, because when you have them in those shoes, they're constricted, and the toes are really placed on top of one another. So that makes a lot of sense. It's a lot of sense. And so are there, I'm enjoying this conversation. Are there any other points that you want to share with us?
Well, actually, I would just like to get your shoes. Get your shoes made. Look into the value of your feet. Look into the value of having something made that can carry you through. And it's not just a beauty thing. It's a good feeling. It's a happy thing. It's a nice, comfortable situation.
Mm-hmm. So if people want to get in touch with you, how may they get in touch with you?
Well, if I may leave my number, our number is 404.
Okay,
494.
Okay, let me just repeat it, because your voice is a little low, so I want you to speak very, very loudly and clearly. It's 404.
492.
492.
1087.
1087. So that's 404. 492-1087. Okay. And they will ask for Mr. Philogen,
Philogene.
Okay.
Last name Vilmar, Victory, ILMAR.
Okay.
And we do have an email.
Okay. And what's your email address?
That would be Baobab Way, BaobabWayPhil. It's at AOL.com.
Okay. And repeat that again.
BaobabWayPhil. That would be Baobab Way Phil at AOL.com.
Okay. And where are you located?
Our location is 1554 Ralph David Abernathy, Southwest.
Okay,
Atlanta,
Europe,
Georgia.
Okay. I have people from all over the country. I'm looking at my board. Now I have 845, area code 646, 773, 708, 901, 617, and 302, and 917. So I have another caller who would like to speak with you, too. So callers, just know that even though you may not be in the greater Atlanta area, Mr. Villamar and his son can meet your needs regardless of where you are. They
That's
can
correct.
Meet your needs. So don't let his being in Atlanta be a deterrent in terms of your getting in touch with him, because he does phenomenal work. I saw a picture on the card, and I see some shoes that were made with kente cloth, some flat shoes and heels. They're just phenomenal. And ladies, you know, if Miss Patty has used him, Miss Patty LaBelle, he's excellent. He's phenomenal, because you know Patty is not going to use anyone that is not going to make her look good. And then Hugh Masticata, those two are icons within our community. So you know he has to be phenomenal. Okay. I'm going to plug in someone else. Greetings. Welcome to Higher Consciousness.
Greetings.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to Higher Consciousness. Did you want to make
Am
a comment? Yes. Would you like to make a comment? Hello, would you like to make a comment?
Yes. Hello?
Yes. Would you like to make a comment?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes. Hello, my name is Tecumseh Smith. I actually grew up with Mr. Villamar and his son. They're like family to me. I actually grew up down the hall from them, and I'm very familiar with Mr. Villamar's work. I actually call him Mr. Phillip. But even when we were growing up, we're talking more about his God-given talent and his business. But since it's Black History Month, I also like to acknowledge how much of a community leader he was for all of us growing up. Me and his son attended a child development center that was started by Dr. Geraldine Price, who, God rest her soul, she passed away a couple years ago, but she was definitely a strong community leader in Harlem as well as the South Bronx. But his father, Mr. Villamar, actually built the what we call the block room, which was like an arts and tools room for like the children. He actually built it himself, built the loft. He built all of the facilities we used in the playground, which was like in the back of the child development center, and he did it by hand. We loved it. We loved him to death. He actually taught me and his son and his daughters so much. Like, we used to after school go to the Baobab Tree, which was his store in Harlem, and you know, he would teach us life lessons. He would challenge us. He would also, you know, I wasn't as fortunate enough as his son to get to learn some of his craft. But I know in my household, my mom brought a lot of stuff from him, as well as Dr. Geraldine Price, as well as a lot of our friends, parents, and a lot of our teachers. And like the stuff that he designed was basically just an image of African art. And it was something that to be so much appreciated when you walk into somebody's household and you see the beautiful craft work that they have in their household. And we used to hear our parents talk about it so much. And, you know, we took it for granted a little bit when we were younger. Mm-hmm. Because we were kids, we didn't really understand, you know, how beautiful it was, how privileged we were to have somebody who can do that and to give us like a self identity and to be proud of, you know, of our heritage. So I like to thank him. You know, I like to thank him for being a father figure to me as well as a community leader and just a beautiful artist. And you know, I love his son to death. I love him to death. And I just wanted to share those words. And I'm calling from Philadelphia, but I was raised with his son in Harlem. But you know, we all would like to thank him, and we show much appreciation for him as just being a strong Black leader and just someone who gave us guidance and, you know, just gave us something to admire growing up.
Wow, that is so wonderful.
I can't
thank you for sharing that. That is just that, I'm just speechless. I'm just so impressed when I hear people paying respect and honoring the elders in the community. I'm just so impressed with that. Thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you so
absolutely
much. I know
everybody
the listening audience is. Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. And I hope you continue to listen to the show. Thank you.
I will. I'm at work, so I'm actually sneaking away right
okay
now. And I just want to, I got that out there because it's something that, and I appreciate you. I think it's Jamila, I appreciate you.
Jamila Franklin. That's Professor Franklin.
Professor Franklin, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you for having him on the show, him and his son as well, because not enough of our leaders, you know, just in the community get enough homage paid to them, you know. And
that's so true.
And, right, and it goes beyond just, you know, how brilliant an artist he is, but, you know, that's just, I'm just glad he's being recognized, period. Thank you.
And thank you so much. Thank you. And what is your name?
My name is Tecumseh Smith.
Tecumseh? Thank you so
Tecumseh,
much.
Yes.
Tecumseh, thank you so much. I say
no
thank
problem
you on behalf of all of those who are the elders in the community. I'm not quite an elder yet, but I'm getting there, who are elders and who are older. We really are so proud of you, the young people, for just honoring and respecting the people who have cleared the path, so that
absolutely
young people's lives can be better, because I think sometimes people forget that. And your tribute to him, as well as his son's tribute to him, I think is priceless. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. And you have a good evening.
You also. Everybody. Love y'all.
Okay. We love you too.
Well, I didn't know this was going to be an emotional moment.
Well, it is, but there's someone else who wants to speak too. You have people lined up, okay? Someone else wants to speak. Greetings, welcome to Higher Consciousness. This is Professor Franklin. Would you like to share some words with us?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Yes. Mhm. Hi. You're on the air. Can you turn on the computer, please? You're giving feedback. You can't listen to yourself while you're on the phone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Corey.
Uh-huh. Okay. Hi, Corey. Would you like to share?
Yes.
Okay, do you have the computer on? You can only listen through the phone because I'm getting feedback. You can't listen to yourself on the computer.
Yeah.
Okay, can you turn off the computer and just listen through the phone?
Yes.
Okay, because it's getting feedback.
Hello.
Yeah, you have to cut that.
Okay. Let me just. Okay. All right. So maybe when she resolves the problem, she can come back. Okay. So I really appreciate your spending this time with us. And are there any other callers who would like to give any feedback about Dr. Woodson or to the Vilmars? Okay, I think this person is trying to come back, hopefully. And also, too, I'm getting some slight feedback, so if anyone has anything on, like the computer or anything else, the cell phones also give slight feedback. You have to just turn everything off and just listen only through the phone. Okay.
Hello?
Greetings, hi. How are you?
Good.
Okay, did you want to share?
Yes. My name is Kari, and I am Baba Phil's grandson.
I'm sorry, I can't understand you.
Baba Phil's grandson, and he made some shoes for me.
Oh, you're his grandson.
Yes.
Oh, okay. How old are you?
I'm 7 years old.
You're 7. Wow. Thank you for calling.
I'm 8.
You're about to turn 8. Oh, thank you, Kurt,
yes,
for calling. And he made some shoes for you?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to tell us about your shoes?
Yes.
Okay, tell us about your shoes.
They're my favorite shoes. I wear them in the summer all the time.
And they feel good?
And I just want to say thank you to him.
Oh, wow. That is so wonderful.
I
welcome,
feel really
Kari.
Good. Hey, Baba.
Hey, Kari. Thank you for calling in. And you're welcome. I'll make you some more.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you, Kari, for calling in, okay?
Thank you, Kari.
Okay.
That is so wonderful. You have so many people who admire you, who honor you, who appreciate you. And are there any other callers who would like to share? The number is 818-572-8023. Again, the number is 818-572-8023, and just press 1. Okay? So we have had a wonderful conversation with both Mr. Silajan Vilmar Sr. and Mr. Silajan Vilmar Jr. And what I want to do is to have another call.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I have a comment.
Okay.
Oh, I'd just like to compliment him on making shoes for safety and comfort because in recent years, at present, the focus is on the design and the fashion, and they're not really shoes for safety and comfort. Just recently,
right.
I saw on television where a model was looked very beautiful and with very high-heeled shoes, and she was modeling something, and she fell flat on her face with her high-heeled shoes.
Oh, my goodness. On television.
And, you know, it was embarrassing to her, but they were just the type of shoes that, you know, you just can't walk in and do the things that you want to do. So it's good that that your focus is on safety and comfort for those who realize that it's very necessary.
Exactly. I think that we have to just really start focusing more on things that are going to make us feel comfortable, as opposed to just focusing only on the fashion. And I saw some of his shoes that were fashionable and that looked comfortable, too. And the flats, and I was like, wow, I was impressed with that. So I thank you for sharing that, too, Mrs. Francis, because it's so true. That is so true. So at this point, what I wanted to do is thank all of my listeners and guests. The show is going to continue until 9 o'clock. But we're going to part 3. So what I'd like to do is have you, Mr. Vilmar, give your information again for any new listeners or for listeners who are still online who may not have been able to write the information down.
Okay. Well, let me leave you guys with saying this. Our ultimate goal is to keep his legacy going. And by doing that, what we're doing is we're bringing rare and much-needed services to your community. Like Professor Franklin said, you don't have to be in Atlanta for you to receive these services or these shoes. Not only do we build and make shoes, we repair them, purses, jackets, anything leather. So right now, we are still located at the address that he gave to begin with, which is 1554 Ralph David Abernathy, Boulevard, Southwest Atlanta, 30310. Phone number is 404-492-1087. That's 404-492-1087. And the email is bellbobwayfill2@aol.com. bellbobwayfill@aol.com. Also, we are mobile. We're going mobile this year. We have a Airstream trailer that's bringing us to your doorstep. So look for that, and that should be out within the next couple of months in Atlanta.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And so people can call on you and get more information, and you're working on a website as well? Well, you gave the website.
Yes.
That's the website, and that's not the email address. So they can go to the website to see your shoes as well. So I think there's one more caller. Yes. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. Hello?
Hi, I'm calling. I am a customer of Illusion.
Okay.
I'm just calling to talk about how comfortable and how much I appreciate his handmade shoes. He's trying to make them very comfortable, fit my wide foot. I do have some heels by him. The print is very nice always. And it's custom made. You can't get any better than that.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing. Thank you, thank you. Because you're now giving us information about he makes shoes regardless of the width of the foot, and you have experienced his high heels, and they're comfortable. So women and men can definitely benefit from his shoes, because we've been talking primarily about women's shoes, but you make men's shoes as well, like you said, for Hugh Masekela. So men can benefit from his services as well as women. And so thank you for sharing that with us, okay?
And children, thank you. My daughter has a pair of shoes from him also.
Oh, wonderful. How old is your daughter?
She's 3.
Oh, so he makes shoes for infants.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, because that's not an area that we covered. So he makes baby shoes too. Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing.
Definitely apologize about leaving that out. Again, the shoes come in every which way. He can make shoes for your doll if you want them. He can make shoes just for your mantle. So whatever you're looking to size up, he can make booties for dogs and things of that nature for the cold weather. There's nothing that he can't make as long as they go on the foot.
Wow.
Just trying to keep everybody away from these red bottoms that's out here and start promoting these black shoes.
Yeah, I have no idea what red bottoms are. I heard Oprah make reference to them, because I don't get into commercial shoes like that. I buy shoes that are comfortable, so I don't get into names and all of that. I don't know what red bottoms are. Red bottoms are what? For those of us who are cool.
Actually, I'm not going to promote him, so I really don't know what they are either. I just know that
they are. Okay. But they're like high design, high fashion shoes or something like that, right? Okay, no, we don't need to promote. This is promoting Mr. Vilmar and his family and his shoe business, and so that's what we're dedicating the show to. So for all listeners, regardless of race, regardless of age, definitely call, and this show is archived, which means that you can go back in and pass this information on to friends and to family. My show is a show, Higher Consciousness is a show, that I'm raising the consciousness of people about people of all races and ages, and giving you more information about how you can build yourself from within and take control of your life and empower yourself and learn things that you may not have known. I know people have told me that they hear the show and they are really, really pleased to learn things that they didn't know, historical information, because I do my research. And I also look for people who are creative and innovative to bring to the show. That's my way of giving back. I believe in paying it forward and helping build the community, all communities, and in particular the African community within America. As I tell people, I'm an African within America. I was born here in this country, but I'm of African ancestry. So this is so befitting to have you on, Mr. Villamar, and to have your son on to talk about a trade that used to be commonplace within the African community. We used to make the shoes. We used to do all of that during the time of slavery, and this is an art form that is being lost, and it's sad because it does not need to be lost, particularly now that these shoes cost a lot of money. We need to get more young people, African-Americans, back into being self-employed. You don't have to work for someone else.
Yes.
Here's someone who is a cobbler who is excellent. Call him. If you don't have a job, he's here. He can train you. He's a master cobbler. So we don't have to sit back and say, well, there are no jobs. There are plenty of jobs. I have businesses, too. We're looking for people who are willing to work, not people who are not committed, because it does take time and focus energy. But he's a master cobbler. So train with him. Learn from him. As you've heard people from all over the country give him praise and honor and pay tribute and make a tribute to him. So he's a phenomenal person. And we know, ladies, that Patti LaBelle would not put on his shoes if they were not A-plus quality. We know that Hugh Masekela would not put on his shoes or wear anything that he's produced if he was not a master in his field. So those two icons give him the stamp of our approval. So rather than training, going to FIT and these other places, that's fine. But we have a master within our midst. And I feel so honored to have met his son. I think everything is in divine order and divine providence. The Creator knew that my car was going to stop and he was going to be there and that I would have this wonderful opportunity to talk with him and talk with his father and bring his information to you, the listening audience, because I'm averaging between 800 to 900 downloads per show. So this goes worldwide. So anyone, if you're in Scotland, England, Japan, Mississippi, wherever, Jamaica, Haiti, wherever you are, give him a call, learn more about this craft, and particularly young people in this country who are looking for employment. This is a wonderful skill that you can learn, that you can give back to the community, because we need people who are making quality products and who care, and he does care. He's giving back to the community in Harlem. He's giving back to his family. And so I do not want this art to be one that is forgotten. He's a master in his field, like Dr. Woodson, Dr. Carter G. Woodson, whom I talked about earlier. These are masters. So let us keep the legacy going and continue to promote and support people in our communities, you know, as well as other people, too, but especially people in our community. Let's give them our dollars. You know, Macy's or iMagnum would not miss your dollar. He needs your support, your financial support. Rather than going to DSW and these other places, call him up and ask him to customize your shoes, because you're paying the high dollar for those shoes anyway at those department stores, and they're not custom-designed shoes. And, ladies, they hurt your feet. I know, because they've hurt my feet. So give him a call, go on the website, and find out more about his wonderful company, and spread the word. This should spread throughout the community, throughout Atlanta, throughout every place where the show is being aired, and all the listeners, because they have the board lit up tonight. So all of you should pass this information on to others. So is there any closing remark that you would like there to make? Or is there someone else? There's someone else who's holding on. Let me just see. Okay. Greetings.
Greetings, Professor Jamila. This is Rahima.
Hi, Rahima. You're the next person on. Did you want to share any comments about our master cobbler?
I was busy earlier, so I did not hear the conversation. So all I heard was shoes. So, of course, it got my attention. So who is the shoe cobbler we're talking about?
We're talking to both Mr. Vilmar Sr., who has designed shoes for Patti LaBelle, and also shoes for Hugh Masekela.
Okay.
And he's a master cobbler. And
okay.
We are now promoting his wonderful craft, and we're telling people who have listened to the show to forward this information to friends and family alike, because this is a craft that should not be a dying art. And it's becoming one because people are not supporting the master cobblers within our communities. So having said that, you stay on the line. I'm just going to mute you for a second. So we're closing out this part of the show. And I thank you so much, Mr. Vilmar Sr.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much for this wonderful moment in the air and for the opportunity. Thank you so much.
Yes, and I hope you continue to listen until the end of the show. I'm just going to mute your mic. And thank you so much to Philogen II.
I greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, for telling me all the wonderful information about your dad. And the metaphysical part of this is that there are no accidents. Had my car not stopped at that intersection, I would not have met Philogen II. I would not have had the opportunity to know about Philogen I. I would not have had the opportunity to invite you to be on the show and have everyone else know about your wonderful craft and know about how phenomenal you are and about your gift and how well appreciated you are. And so I'm just so honored to have had this opportunity to have had you on the show. So, having said that, I'm going to have a commercial break and we'll go to part three. But I would like for you to remain on. I would like for you to listen to the end of the show. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you stressed, tired, need to relax? Peace Be Still, a natural holistic aromatherapy blend, is your answer. My name is Jacqueline Scott, and I have been a faithful user for years. For more information and to purchase Peace Be Still, a wonderful blend for the entire family, go to Amazon.com or call 770-808-8051 today.
Okay, thank you. Welcome back to Higher Consciousness, and this is part two. No, really, part three. And I have on the line now Sister Rahima, and she is going to give us some information about her Black History Month event. Greetings. How are you, Rahima?
Greetings, Professor Jamila. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm doing well. So
wonderful.
Well.
I'm so sorry I missed the second half regarding the Master Shoe Cobbler. I really would like to have heard that interview and get that information, and hopefully you'll share it with me a little bit later so that I can also pass the word, and I'm a shoe lover, would love to look into getting some custom shoes made.
Oh, most definitely. And the thing is that all of these shows are archived.
Okay.
So you can always go back and listen to any show that you have missed because they are there for your listening pleasure, because most of the listeners are not able to listen to my show live. Most of my listeners listen to my show at their convenience, and it's usually late in the evening. So you can feel free to go back.
Well, that's what I will do a little later this evening.
Mm-hmm. So I was telling people, you have been a person who has listened to some of my shows.
Yes.
And in addition to that, what has happened is that you have also, you've also been a person who's been very, very supportive of the show, and you have had wonderful events at the Umat Cafe, and you have something that's coming up on March 2nd.
March 2nd, and it is now, it's under new management, and it is now called Marie's at Umat Cafe, and I'm looking forward to it. I've been there. The ambiance is beautiful. The food is great. So it's going to be a really welcome and beautiful change that we will experience on March 2nd. And let me explain why we're doing our Black History Month program on March 2nd. All of my musicians and vocalists and the people involved with Muslimas in Performing Arts, which is an organization that I founded and created, and I use that that title to promote and present events. We're calling it Black History Month Extended because all of our schedules could not match up during February, so we decided to move it to the 1st of March, and we thought, well, February is the shortest month of the year, and sometimes, you know, we need more time to present these events that are considered historical events, or when we're paying tribute, as we are, to legendary music artists. We will be presenting a show called A Tribute to Legendary People in the Music Arts. And we are going to be saluting the Memphis Sound, which is Stax.
Wow! I am from Memphis, so that's going to be very interesting.
No, you're not from Memphis.
Oh yes, I am. I am from Isaac Hayes and Stax. Oh yes, ma'am.
Oh,
Booker T and the MGs. Oh yes, ma'am. Oh yes.
Now why haven't we connected? I'm from Memphis.
Oh no.
Yeah.
You're from Memphis.
I was born in Memphis.
I was born in Memphis. We have to talk offline.
Oh, we have to talk there. But anyway, I tell you, such a small world we live in.
I'm telling you.
Interesting. A tribute to past and present music legends. And we will be doing some a tribute to some jazz masters and instrumental and vocals, Motown, Stax, and the Philadelphia Sound.
Wow.
And this is going to be March 2nd, of course, showtime around 8 p.m. at Marie's Umat Cafe, which is located at 566 Fayetteville Road in Southeast Atlanta. The zip code is 30316. And we've got a host of beautiful vocalists and musicians. We have about an 8-piece mini orchestra. We have a 3-piece horn section for this event, because the Memphis Sound, of course, as you know, Jamila, we're really, really big on horns, and so was the Philadelphia Sound. The Philadelphia Sound. So we're going to be doing some tunes by Isaac Hayes. Al Green did not record at Stax. Actually, he recorded at it was called High Recording Studio, and it was owned by Willie Mitchell, who was a longtime musician in Memphis, Tennessee. But that's why I address it as the Memphis Sound as well. And we will be doing Carla Thomas also. But one of the songs in the repertoire for this event is Gee Whiz. Now, Gee Whiz was not recorded at Stax. Actually, Gee Whiz was recorded in the early 1960s, and I believe it may have been recorded at Columbia Records at that time. But later on, of course, she became a part of the Stax community, and her famous dad, Rufus Thomas, was a DJ.
WDIA.
WDIA. You know, you were thinking WLOK, huh?
Yeah, but both of them, because they were the only two black radio stations.
They were the only two black African-American stations in Memphis. But he was with WDIA for many years before he recorded the Funky Chicken and all of his other hit tunes, you know.
Right.
But I'm just really excited about this upcoming event. We are going to have a wonderful time. We have the Satin Mockingbird, who's coming in from Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a group of brothers called Just Three. These three brothers are awesome. They will be singing tunes from the Philadelphia Songbook, the Stylistics, the Delphonics, the OJs, and something else they sent me. I think McFadden and Whitehead, Ain't No Stopping Us Now. So it's
wow.
going to be a really, really wonderful show. I'm going to be doing some songs from the songbook of Billie Holiday, such as Good Morning Heartache. Good morning, heartache, you old gloomy sigh. Good morning, heartache, thought we said goodbye last night. I tossed and turned until it seemed you had gone. But here you are with the dawn. Hush now, don't explain. You're my joy and pain. Skip that lipstick. Don't explain. No, 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 no. Honey, you know I love you, and what love endures, all my thoughts are of you, for I am so completely yours. I cry when I hear folks chatter. They tell me that you cheat. Right or wrong, it does matter, because you're oh so sweet. Quiet, don't explain. Just say you remain. I'm glad you're back. Don't explain. That's the famous Billie Holiday.
Oh,
a little
yes.
bit from her repertoire.
And the famous Rahima. Oh, it's beautiful.
Thank
I love your renditions.
Thank
your renditions
you.
Are always wonderful, Rahima. Always wonderful.
I appreciate that. And we will be doing some Temptations and from Motown. We will be doing Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder. Going to be doing a really nice version of Stevie Wonder's Lately. A little jazzier version, if you will, a little bit of samba-like, you know, and Electa is going to be doing Higher Ground and Ribbon in the Sky and Sunshine of My Life from Stevie's repertoire. But we're going to have a wonderful time. I'm so looking forward to it, Jamila, and I hope you will come and be my guest for the evening.
As always.
Let's see, what else am I sharing? As I said, the food there, a whole new menu, Professor Jamila, just wonderful. We were at Marie's at Umat Cafe for Super Bowl evening, and we were doing like a taste panel of the foods. And I tell you, she has some wonderful foods and desserts. Oh, on Friday when we were there, we had some kind of dessert in a cup that had pineapples, and it was so delicious. My eyes were closed, and I was just in heaven. So,
wow.
The ambiance is good. The food is good. You know, my slogan is please come out and enjoy good folk, good food, good music, good moods.
Yes.
And we're just going to have a wonderful time. We want to invite all of your listening audience and some, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell the UPS man, tell the postman, the milkman, invite everybody to come out. We are in a non-smoking, non-alcoholic environment, if you are comfortable with that and can appreciate it, by all means, out for some wonderful entertainment and a wonderful atmosphere as well.
Well, I have a couple of questions. First of all, I've gone to a couple of your events, and they've been just phenomenal. These events are for young people, middle-aged people, older people. If you're interested in having just a good time with no drama, with no profanity, with no smoking, without anything being no vibrational, if you're a person who is, and you are because you're listening to the show Higher Consciousness, all my Higher Consciousness listeners, this is the spot. And for those of you who don't live in Atlanta, when you come to Atlanta, go to Marie's Umat Cafe. It's phenomenal. It's just a very intimate environment, and Rahima does such a phenomenal job. She has candles on the table for you. It's candlelit. You're right there in front of the musicians. You're not up miles away from them. It's like an intimate...
Very intimate setting.
It's an intimate setting. It's an intimate setting. It's like what people in New York would compare to Greenwich Village. People
exactly.
in Atlanta, Highland Avenue. It's that kind of setting. And it's just... It's for mature young people, for mature middle-aged people, for mature older people. It's not for people who are... who don't want to have a sophisticated, very loving, cozy environment. If that's what you like, if you like to be in a place where you have excellent music, excellent ambiance, excellent food, excellent people around you that you can communicate with, and people get on their feet and they clap and they dance, so it's not a stuffy environment. It's just
not at
a
all.
Very comfortable, very comfortable environment for people of all ages who are vibrating at a higher frequacy. Now, if you want drama, this is not the place. If you want low vibrational action and all of that, this is not the place. It's a jazz setting, and that's what you have. And it's just upscale. It's just really nice. And you're just around wonderful, loving people. The lyrics are uplifting. There's no profanity. Women are not denigrated. You're not going to hear any of that. Men are not denigrated. You're not going to hear curse words and swears in the lyrics. It's like what it used to be, when men honored the women and women honored the men and honored relationships and honored families. That's what it's like. And it's just so refreshing and so wonderful, because you know that you're going to go to an environment where there's not going to be any threat of violence. There's not going to be any threat of people being mean-spirited. You come in, you feel the love, you feel the warmth, you feel the support, regardless of who you are. All ages, all races, you feel nothing but warmth and love and support. So please come out. Now, what are the new foods on the menu?
Oh, the menu. Let's talk a little bit about the menu. So far... The things that I've experienced, but the menu is a varied menu, and some vegetarian items, wonderful salads. She has some chicken wings. That's the popular thing, and she has some braised chicken wings. I'm not a big meat eater, but I tasted these braised chicken wings. Oh my goodness. They were what you call, I mean, licking your fingers good. They were wonderful. Then she has a lemon pepper. Then she has a plain one. Then she has a baked chicken on the menu. She has a coconut shrimp on the menu. She has a lamb stew on the menu. She has a vegetarian... a list of vegetables, fresh vegetables, and she has on the menu what we had. She has a really wonderful salad where you can get it topped with salmon or chicken, or you can get the salad plain, and it comes with black olives and sun-dried tomatoes. Or one time I had the salad and it had cranberries on it and carrot strips and cucumber and little grape tomatoes. Oh, it was one, and she has a wonderful vinaigrette, balsamic vinaigrette dressing, and of course the regular dressings, the blue cheese and the ranch. But the vinaigrette dressing is homemade. It's really, really wonderful.
Wow.
Really wonderful.
So what
and
is the
and that the food is so clean and non-greasy, and it's fresh. She takes pride. Actually, Jaliwa is the manager, and she is also the cook. Her daughter is the baker with the desserts, some wonderful desserts. But everything, the atmosphere itself is clean and bright and colorful and non-cluttered. It'll be a little bit more. Not I won't call it clutter, but there will be more tables in there when we're there because we rearranged the setup to accommodate the musicians. And also, Jamila, you didn't tell them about the comedy. You know, I get my comedic skills on.
Oh yes, you most certainly do. If
you
there's
know,
never
so
a dull moment.
We have a lot of laughs.
Yes, there's
a
never
lot
a dull
of
moment.
Laughter.
There's never a dull. So, what is the fee? What is the interest?
The fee. The fee is $15 per person. Couples, two for $25, and
mm-hmm.
seniors. And seniors 65 and up, $10.
Okay. And that does not include the food. The food is separate.
No, the food is separate. That one time we had it where the food was included and the price was higher. But
mm-hmm.
Now that the new proprietor is there and her menu is so fabulous, then I want people to experience her food. So the food won't be inclusive. It will be separate, and the price range from like $8 to about $15. It's really a right priced for the guests. So an evening could cost you $25, and that's including live entertainment. Where are you going to go and get
mm-hmm.
live entertainment and a meal for $25, you know, in the city
right.
of Atlanta. And also the parking is very secured, very secured. Don't have to be concerned about people breaking in your cars or anything like that, not at all. And again,
mm-hmm.
it's at 566 Fayetteville Road in Southeast Atlanta. It's in the East Lake area. Actually, it's right off of Glenwood, across the street from parts of the East Lake Golf Course,
mm-hmm.
really conveniently located.
Mm-hmm. And it's in a safe, secure area. The thing about it, too, is that the parking is free.
It's free.
Part of the establishment, so you don't have to worry about that. And
that's right. Plenty of parking.
And this is an excellent deal because, you know, I've come to a number of the events, and I've just enjoyed myself immensely. And the time frame is from when to when?
The time we start, the band will start at 8 p.m., and we will be there until around midnight, we will be there, and the show will be ongoing. We take maybe 15-minute breaks in between, and we just keep it moving. We have a lot of material to cover that evening, so the show we'll just go on and on and on and on. The band will open at 8 p.m., and they will open with some selections by Miles Davis, Coltrane, Grover Washington, Dave Brubeck, Hugh Masekela, Hugh Masekela they will be doing. And also,
Hugh Masekela was featured tonight. Because Mr. Vilmar has made shoes for him and some clothing for him.
Uh-huh.
He's been one of his cobbler. He's been his shoe cobbler, yes.
Wonderful.
So that's befitting. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
So hopefully
Mr.
Vilmar can come as well, he and his son.
They live here in Atlanta?
Yes.
Oh, by all means, I extend a personal invitation for them to come out, and I'll introduce them to everybody. And that would be really wonderful if they would come. So if you're listening, please come out on Saturday, March 2nd, and enjoy yourselves. I will put you on my guest list, and Jamila will be there to welcome you if I'm on stage, and she'll introduce us, and you will enjoy yourselves, and maybe, just maybe, myself and a few of my other sister friends that love shoes, maybe we can get some of those custom-made shoes. I would love to have a pair.
Oh,
truly,
yeah.
I would. So you, by all means, please, if you're free that evening, come out, if only for a little while. I would appreciate it so much. We all will appreciate it very, very much.
I think that would be wonderful.
I'm excited with the thought of having the phenomenal shoe cobblers in the house. That would be wonderful. So,
yes, I would definitely want them to come. I think they both are still on the line. So Mr. Vilmar Sr. and Mr. Vilmar Jr., definitely come and bring your friends. You would love Marie's Umar Cafe. It's just wonderful.
Absolutely.
You would just love it. And where can you go in Atlanta for $25 max food, live entertainment, 8 o'clock to 12 midnight? You can't go anywhere for that. Safe entertainment, upscale entertainment, very nice and cozy environment in the community right across from Eastlake. Very, very secure. I've been there a number of times. I would not have Rahima on my show if I didn't think the highest of her talent and of her productions. She does exquisite events, and it's just wonderful. Every time I go, I feel the love, I feel the support. The food is excellent. It's outstanding. It's home-prepared. It's not packaged food.
Not at all.
And also, in the spirit of Black History Month, we're supporting the community, and that's what I really would like for us to do, to support the community. We have so much talent here in Atlanta, and we keep giving monies outside of the community. And I don't have a problem with going to other communities because I believe in that. However, I think that we need to support our own community as well. And so often we do not do that. And we have so much to give and to offer. So I encourage everyone who's listening who lives in Atlanta to definitely come to this wonderful production on March 2nd from 8 p.m. to 12 midnight, and Rahima is going to give you her information, her telephone number that you can call, and the address again, and bring people, because we want it to be packed with new people, because there's always, you know,
we want
the
new
repeat.
People in the house. We want new
people in the house. That's right.
That's right. And it's, again, at 566 Fayetteville Road, Southeast Atlanta. The zip code is 30316. The phone number is 678-705-2266.
Repeat that information again, please. The address
is 566 Fayetteville Road, Southeast Atlanta. The zip code is 30316. The phone number is 678-705-2266. And that's Marie's at Umat Cafe.
Yeah, and we're going to have the Memphis sound. So both of us from Memphis,
both
Rahima
Memphis,
and myself, and you know how phenomenal we are, right, everyone?
Yes. You know how awesome the Memphis sound. The Memphis music from Memphis is awesome.
Yes.
And so we will be performing music from Stax Recordings, and also, as I said, from Motown. And the Philadelphia sound was awesome as well. That would be Lou Rawls. We'll be doing Lou Rawls and Phyllis Hyman. We are just going to deliver some really wonderful music. And the musicians we have are wonderful musicians. They are not just local musicians. They are international recording artists. They have some original material of their own. They played with some of your finest musicians, and we have Batine Muhammad, who is on guitar, saxophone, and vocals. We have Kenito Murray on drums. We have Asa on kungas. We have Carl Boyd on on tenor and alto saxophone. We have Ernest Williams on trumpet. And we have a young musician who is with us for the first time, Mr. Bashan Broughton on piano. And on vocals, we have our youngest vocalist, to let you know it's in a healthy atmosphere, if you will, is 16. And she is wonderful. And then my granddaughter, Ashley Anissa, is on the program, and she is a phenomenal vocalist.
She is. And she really is.
Yes, she is. And then we will have Electa, the Satin Mockingbird, and Saba. Mr. Robert Pruitt will be performing, as I said, some Lou Rawls, some Al Green, and we're just looking forward to having a wonderful time, a wonderful time. So do come out and enjoy an evening of a few of your favorite things. Good folk, good food, good music, good moods. Please come out and have a wonderful time. And, you know, I'll be looking for the wonderful faces in the house. And, you know, I'll be singing my Billie Holiday. I fell in love with you the first time I looked into them their eyes. You've got a certain little cute way of flirting with them, their eyes. They make me feel so happy. They make me feel blue. I'm falling, no stalling, in a great big way for you. So come on out so I can just fall for you. I can sing to you, and all of the beautiful singers we have on the show will serenade you for the evening. And Professor Jamila, you know we love you. And, you know, your table will be reserved down front and center.
Yes, well, you know, I love you.
And also,
yes, I do. And Rahima is just so, so talented. She's an excellent vocalist. She's an excellent MC. She's an excellent comedian. And so there's never a dull moment. You come in, and if she knows that it's your birthday, she will acknowledge you as well. So it's just a good time to be had by all. And if anyone wants to call to talk with Rahima now, we have a few minutes left. The number is 818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 818-572-8023 and press 1. If you have any questions that you would like to ask Rahima, or any questions that you would like to ask Mr. Vilmar Senior or Mr. Vilmar Junior, both are still on the line, feel free to press 1 and we can take your calls. So I am so happy and elated to have had the opportunity to expose the listening audience to so many wonderful and talented people for the month of February. Next week, I have two people who are going to talk about metaphysics beyond the veil, and they're going to talk about their metaphysical abilities and their abilities to connect with the Most High and Source. So that's the last week, and that will not be devoted exclusively to Black History Month, but I am going to have some introductory remarks about Black History Month next week as well, but the gist of the show will be devoted to metaphysics and people who want to connect with their spiritual consciousness, a higher consciousness, will mm-hmm. be able to talk to these two phenomenal people live. There is someone who's holding now, just for you, Rahima, just calling the person
yes.
for the last 7 minutes. Greetings, Higher Consciousness.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, this is Higher Consciousness. Welcome.
Yes, I was looking for Mr. Vilmar. I have heard about his shoes, and I am wanting some of his shoes. I've been looking for him for the last 20 years. Can
wow.
you tell me how to get in contact with him to get a pair of shoes.
Well, I can do better than that. What I can do is just plug in his son or plug him in. Okay, let me just see. Greetings. Hello?
Hello, yes.
Okay, I'm just trying to plug them in. Greetings, Mr. Vilmar.
Yes.
Mr. Vilmar?
Yes.
Hi. You have a caller on the line who wants to get in touch with you. She's been looking for you for 20 years.
Is that right?
Yes, Mr. Vilmar.
How are you?
I have heard about your shoes for the... Actually, I have seen some of your work. And I have been wanting your work. I've been looking for how to get in contact with you. Tell me a little bit more about how to get in contact with you and how to get a pair of shoes from you.
Well, I'm going to give you the number and the website, the my email, and if you can, my number is
44-492-0087.
Okay. And my email address is baobabway, WAYBAOBABWAYPHRL at AOL.com.
Okay, and you are in the Atlanta area now?
Yes, that would be 1554 Rapid Avenue. And that's
0310. All righty, very good. Oh, I will be giving you a phone call. I am so excited about having a pair of your shoes.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. This is so wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Did you have any other comments that you wanted to share with Mr. Vilmar?
Well, you know what? I have seen his work. Actually, I am a designer, and I actually seen his work in a book called Jumping the Broom. And when I was going to designing school, his work just really inspired me to go into ethnic wear designs, and that's exactly what I do. And Mr. Vilmar has been a really pivotal part of my design career without even knowing it. So I am I'm excited. I just moved to the Atlanta area, and I'm just really, really excited. I'm just so incredibly excited right now.
Oh, wonderful. How did you hear about the show?
I heard about the show through a friend and just was listening and heard the name Vilmar and shoes and decided to call in, and I'm really glad I did.
Yeah, well, thank you for calling in. So you now have his number, which is 404-492-1087.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
That is so wonderful.
Wow.
That is wonderful. So that address, Professor Jamila, was 1550 Ralph David Abernathy?
Yeah.
Well, that's in my neighborhood.
1554 Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard.
I live in Southwest Atlanta.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's where he's located.
Yes.
So give him a call. You can look at his website also. So, Mr. Vilmar, hopefully you can come to the event on March 2nd.
Yes, I will definitely come.
And you will be honored. Rahima says that you and your son will be her guest.
Yes, you will be my guest for the evening.
Okay.
Yes. But I may see you. I could very well see you before then because I live right off of Ralph David Abernathy.
Is that right?
Wonderful.
So I look forward.
Okay, well, I look forward to it as well.
Well, I'm wrapping up
this
show.
It's been a wonderful evening.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. And thank you, Mr. Velmar Sr. and Jr. and Rahima. Thank you so much. And Ms. Francis for calling in and others. So
thank
our
you.
Next show would be next week on February 25th. Pass the word around, and we wish you a blessed and prosperous and wonderful week. Take care.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Good night.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it
on the line.